Now, the secrecy surrounding the government's Operation Sovereign Borders has been, well, under the spotlight. In a Senate estimates hearing this afternoon, the military commander in charge of that operation, Lieutenant General Angus Campbell, has again defended the process of weekly briefings and declined to answer specific questions about reports of a recent failed attempt to tow a boat back to Indonesia. But he has also disclosed that no Indonesian boats have been purchased from Indonesian fishermen at this stage. ABC political reporter Anna Henderson has been in the room following today's hearing. She joins you now. Anna, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Now, after all that hubbub, no boats purchased.
Well, I think this is something that we actually heard about in question time as well today. Questions were put to the government on whether or not any boats had been purchased, and this is a policy that Labor did ridicule during the election campaign along with some other commentators. And in question time, we heard answers that sort of varied from it's not something we'll discuss right now to we stand by our election policies. But once we got into Senate estimates this afternoon and the question was put directly to Angus Campbell, he revealed that, in fact, no boats have been purchased. And not only that, that at this stage, it's not a policy that Indonesia agrees with. And so it won't be continuing at this point, even though it could be used in the future.
Yes, thanks to the likes of Senate estimates, the processes of government aren't always totally opaque. Now, in that hearing, Labor Senator Kim Carr questioned Lieutenant General Campbell quite willingly about whether he was being used as a political pawn. Here's some of that exchange.
Since the last media conference on the 15th of November, I have seen some of the media reporting discussing both the announcement in that regard made by Minister Morrison and then also making commentary about these sorts of reflections.
Are you concerned about your involvement in the political process?
I am not involved in the political process. And let me just say it again, I am not involved in the political process. Mm-hmm. My job is to provide confidential advice, as all advisers and senior officials do, to the government of the day, and to implement those policies of the government.
We also heard, Anna, today from Immigration Minister Scott Morrison, now the Senate again involved, defying a Senate order to release more information about asylum seeker operations. What did he say to defend that position?
Well, what we've heard from Scott Morrison is that he thinks it's an issue of national security and the protection of public safety that he doesn't comply with this order which was agreed to in the Senate. It was the Greens and Labor banding together to move this motion, calling for the minister to present all communications that related to so-called on-water operations since the coalition had won government. And this is an issue that has really dominated those weekly briefings where journalists have been asking questions about what's been happening between Indonesia and Australia and what customs, border protection and other agencies have been doing. And repeatedly the minister has said, well, that's an on-water operation. And the military commander as well, Angus Campbell, has also used that terminology, on-water operations, to say that some things cannot be disclosed. In fact, there was a bit more detail about that in Senate estimates as well. We heard from Angus Campbell, in fact, that he thinks that this is not only a situation where secrecy is quite important to stop people, smugglers, from getting information, but he also argued that because there are such few boats making it to Australia now, giving on the minute details of how many people have arrived or where they've come from will send a signal back to people, smugglers, as to which of the avenues they're employing now are working. And he also made quite a sort of strange suggestion during that as well, where he was talking about how this secrecy provision has worked for other police forces overseas. He suggested in Canada, where police were trying to break a child pornography ring, that this had been successful, this secrecy provision, and that raised the ire of Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who felt it wasn't fair to suggest that those were similar types of police operations.
There were a few other details that popped out in that estimates hearing. 8 pregnant women on Nauru, 76 unaccompanied minors on Christmas Island. So we're getting some sort of sense of, well, the extent of the issue, I guess, in those detention centres.
And sometimes Senate estimates really is a chance for senators to drive into one particular issue or drill down on trying to get one concession or one piece of information out of a department. But because this whole area has been so difficult to tease information out over the past few months while the coalition has been in power, it's almost like there's just so many revelations coming out, because now that the department is answering these questions, you have a chance to hear about incidents and issues and numbers, as you say, that haven't been forthcoming in those weekly briefings, which is the only chance that many in the media have to put questions directly to the government. So there has been a lot of material which has come forward this afternoon, and I'd say that we'll see a lot of it reported over sort of coming days and weeks, and feature stories and articles which will drill down into that detail, because it's just far too much to all be put out in one 24-hour period.
And there was some definite news, as we mentioned at the beginning, about the boat buyback policy.
Yes, what we did hear about that policy was that there will be, at this stage, no buying back of boats, and that Indonesia is not interested in going down that road. So that is something at this stage which seems to be on hold, and we heard from Michaelia Cash and Angus Campbell on that.
And Lieutenant General Campbell seemed, you know, a very unflappable character. He withstood this ordeal by fire with aplomb.
Well, I think in terms of his role, he's probably had a bit of practice now that he's been at those weekly briefings. But one of the things which I think has been most difficult for Defence has been to become involved in this operation, and obviously carrying out very specific duties. And then for there to be this suggestion, and for people to draw a conclusion that Defence has become politically motivated or has become politically involved in this. And I think Lieutenant General Campbell was certainly tonight trying to make the point that he is carrying out essentially a military led operation involving stopping people smugglers. He's not a political pawn, or he's not involved in the political process. And it did draw to my mind those comments from the opposition leader Bill Shorten recently, where he was criticising Scott Morrison for hiding behind the military. I think there was certainly an attempt today from Angus Campbell to put that sort of to bed, or to make sure that there was a distinction between what the government is doing and the policy that he is carrying out.
It's a tricky line for the Lieutenant General to tread. Anna, thanks so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
ABC political reporter Anna Henderson, who has been in today's Senate estimate hearings.